Good morning. I'm Paul Chesser, Director of the Corporate Integrity Project for National Legal and Policy Center. When we filed our resolution to request the board implement an independent chair policy, then CEO Craig Menear held both roles, but that's not the case now. However, if our resolution fails and history repeats itself, it won't be long before Mr. Decker is elevated and both roles are combined at Home Depot once again. Two business law professors not long ago wrote for Harvard Business Review that having the chair and CEO roles separated, quote, strengthens the quality of questions the corporation asks itself, end quote. In that spirit, I have some questions that I believe Home Depot's board and executives should ask themselves. Number one, should ESG remain a priority for the company? An enormous backlash against woke, which many Americans equate with ESG, has built up in the country. Just look at what's happening to Disney in Florida, and watch what's happening across the country now. Americans are furious at the price of gasoline and electricity, which is 100% driven by unscientific, climate alarmist ESG policies that have destroyed fossil fuel development in the United States. And it's contributing to the record inflation we see. Corporate America is facing it now, and the political party in power in Washington will face a reckoning over it this November. Home Depot should heed these warning signs. Question number two, is Home Depot's leadership honest with shareholders? The reason I ask is because ESG turns executives into liars. For example, Home Depot will not, as its website claims, have electricity at all its facilities that will be generated 100% by renewables by 2030. It's not possible. It defies energy physics, and it's scientifically and economically impossible. Buying carbon indulgences and other accounting tricks doesn't make it not a lie. After the S&P 500 ESG index placed Exxon in its top 10, and left Tesla out of its rankings, Elon Musk tweeted, ESG is a scam. It has been weaponized by phony social justice warriors. He couldn't be more right. I call on you to return to honesty and real science and to be truthful with your customers and shareholders. Question number three, can Home Depot's executives resist pressure from progressive radicals and exercise real leadership? The answer is that you can, because you didn't fall into the trap of demonizing the Georgia election integrity law last year. But you still pandered and caved by giving $1 million to a group that did demonize that law. Buying off NGOs for their silence is not good leadership. Separating the chair and CEO roles will strengthen Home Depot by fostering an environment to tackle difficult questions such as these. Thank you.